AP AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Tim Kaine says the FBI's release of documents from its notes that into the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email is evidence of her openness.
The reason these materials are being made public is that Hillary Clinton said, "I want the public to see them." When Congress asked the FBI, "Give us your notes," Hillary said, "Yeah, that's great. Give them your notes, but let the American public see it."
He was on ABC's This Week. Donald Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway told the show Hillary Clinton's campaign is looking to shift attention away from her candidate.
They want this election to be about Donald Trump, and the American people want this election to be about honesty and trustworthiness and her being more accessible and forthcoming in her responses.
President Obama says the U.S. and Russia are working around the clock to try to strike a deal to reduce violence and improve access to humanitarian help in Syria.
These are difficult negotiations. We have grave differences with the Russians in terms of both the parties we support, but also the process that's required to bring about peace in Syria.
He's in China for an economic summit and talks with world leaders about other issues. Secretary of State John Kerry is there and plans to meet with Russia's foreign minister again Monday for more discussions on Syria. Some Minnesota nurses plan to go out on strike Monday. Amy Forlitti reports the strike will affect five hospitals in the Minneapolis-based Allina Health System.
There's about 4,800 nurses that would be involved in the strike. They come from Abbott Northwestern, the Phillips Eye Institute in Minneapolis, United Hospital in St. Paul, and Unity Hospital in Fridley, and Mercy Hospital in Coon Rapids.
Union and company talks broke off yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Dry weather this summer may end up shortening the fall foliage season in New England.
Leaf experts say in areas extremely dry, leaves could turn brown and crispy fast and fall off. In areas that are moderately dry, there could be a display of vibrant red in some trees. But because of the dryness, it won't last long. The pigment that brightens them can also leave drought-stricken leaves quicker. In areas like western Massachusetts, there's a high concentration of sugar maple and red maple, beech and birch. Good color is expected there. Foliage is expected to be good in Vermont, which did not have a drought but was abnormally dry. I'm Ed Donahue.
Soccer star Megan Rapinoe knelt during the national anthem Sunday night before the National Women's Soccer League game in Chicago. Other athletes have recently done the same in protest of racial injustice and minority oppression. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.